Nearly a week after Tropical Storm Irene churned through the Northeast, many farmers in the region are still assessing the damage. Farms from New Jersey to Vermont sustained heavy flooding, and many farmers continue to grapple with how much they lost and how they're going to clean the mess all up. Governor Andrew Cuomo has estimated that Irene has ruined 140,000 acres of farmland in New York State and has cost the agriculture industry $45 million. Michael Hurwitz is the director of the New York City Green Market Program. He's here today to tell us how farmers in the area are faring. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Michael. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Can you give us an idea of what percentage of green market farmers have been seriously affected by Irene?
So we have about 235 producers in our program. While about 80% have been impacted to some extent, some minor flooding, I'd say about 15 to 30 of our growers, roughly about 10% of our growers, were severely devastated by the flooding in the aftermath of the storm.
Where are the farms that sustained the worst of the flooding?
Black Dirt region of Orange County, Pine Island, Goshen, parts of Sullivan County, Ulster County. Anybody that had their fields along the Wallkill, they've been underwater and they've just been devastated. Parts of Schoharie County, and there are parts of Greene County that don't exist anymore.
Cheryl Rogowski's farm is in Pine Island, New York. That's in the fertile Black Dirt region of Orange County you mentioned. She estimates 70% of her farm was flooded, and before the water started receding, her fields were under 8 feet of water. Here's what Cheryl had to tell us.
The plants and the vegetation can only survive so long underwater, and at this point we also do not know what is in the water that is flooded because the flooding covered such a vast region and came from so many different areas, and dams have broken. So we just don't know what the water quality is compromised with at this point.
So should New Yorkers be concerned about buying produce now post-Irene? What was in that water?
Well, they should be paying attention, definitely. And there will be advisories and reports that are put out. Regardless of where people are buying their food, they should always be sure to wash it and cook it properly. And that's the thing. And that's why I said we won't truly know the impacts for a couple of weeks.
So what kinds of crops were in the fields at this time? What will be affected in the weeks ahead?
There's no worse time for this to have happened. I mean, this is when you have the bounty of agriculture, particularly in our region. This is corn. This is tomatoes. This is the winter squash that are coming. Lettuces, peppers, you name it. It was impacted.
Some of the green market farmers come to the city from as far as northern Vermont. Brittany Langdon explains the flooding at Tamarack Hollow Farm in Burlington was worse than anticipated.
The water rose a lot higher than we expected it to, so we ended up at the end of the day having to canoe 200 chickens out of the lower fields to safety.
Brittany's reminding me that it's not just produce that was affected. Governor Cuomo talking about hundreds of cows drowned. There she is talking about saving her chickens. What are you hearing about egg production, cheese production?
Well, most of our cheese producers are fine. There was some power outage that impacted their ability to make cheese. Ronnie Brook had to throw away tens of thousands of dollars worth of milk because they didn't have access to markets over the weekend. We did have some farmers that lost animals. Blue Moon Fish, while Tamarack Hollow was at market yesterday, Blue Moon was not there. Power's still out on Long Island. And their processing facility had no power and there was no ice.
Is there anything the Green Market Program is doing to help these farmers or to raise awareness about this from New York City consumers?
We are. We've been working closely with Senator Gillibrand's office, with the governor's office, with all the Cornell Cooperative Extension offices out there. We're a clearinghouse for information for our farmers and also for the public. So anybody can call us at 212-788-7476. And our website is www.grownyc.org. We have a blog page up and a donation page up. By this weekend, we're going to have a message board up where our farmers are going to list what their needs are and what their neighbors' needs are and where New York City residents can list what they can donate, whether it's products or time. We can take busloads of people up there to help farms clean, to glean, you name it. Please contact our offices if you want to get involved.
Michael Hurwitz is the director of the Green Market Program for Grow NYC. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks very much.
To learn more about how farmers in the tri-state area have been affected by Irene and how you can help, click on culture, WNYC.org. I also have a blog on the culture page. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.